This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. $2.8 trillion, and still most Americans have trouble getting their heads around the Federal Reserve's stimulus project. The Fed is expected to announce today it's trimming a bit of it. But what is this quantitative easing again? In a new Reuters poll, three-quarters of Americans could not identify the bond-buying program from a multiple-choice list. Marketplace's David Weinberg joins us live. David, tell me what the survey found.
Less than a third of the 857 people surveyed were able to pick out the correct definition of quantitative easing. There are 12% that thought it was a computer-assisted program the Fed used to manipulate the dollar, and 11% thought it was part of Dodd-Frank, the regulatory changes enacted after the financial crisis. But to understand quantitative easing, you just need to know that it's the Fed buying bonds to keep interest rates down and hopefully encourage lending and stimulate the economy.
Well, what about this idea of interest rates? The central bank doesn't want the public to think that interest rates are tied to this tapering, but they are, right?
Right. And this is really difficult for the Fed because the point of bond buying is to keep interest rates low. So it would make sense that by buying fewer bonds, the interest rates would go up. But the Fed doesn't want the public to think that it's tinkering with the official interest rate as opposed to market interest rates. So since tapering means the Fed will buy fewer bonds, the indirect result of that is that market rates will probably go up. One analyst, Drew Mattis at UBS Securities, says that even people who do understand quantitative easing don't necessarily agree on how it works.
So we're even at a disagreement on a very fundamental level about what exactly today means for the future of Fed policy as we move forward.
Now, the one thing that most economists agree on is that the Fed won't reduce bond buying by more than $15 billion per month, and the Fed currently spends $85 billion per month.
All right. Marketplace's David Weinberg, thank you very much.
Thank you.